Rav Gimel Amud Aleph.
Shkoyach. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, Eved Ivri, Eved Kanaini, he's koine es atzmoi bakesef, ayder chem. So the diak the Gemara makes, bakesef ayder chem, in avloy ayder atzmoi. The diak in Rabbi Meir's words is, kesef only works at ayder chem, but not at the atzmoi. So b'may eskin, what's the case? If the pshat is that a chayrim give money, and it's not medaitoy of the eved doesn't know about it. Mechti, Shemar Alei, the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir happens to be the one who holds the Omar Choyd will eved shiyets miyad Rabbi lecheres. Rebbe Meir holds that for an eved to go out is not necessarily the schus. Why? There's a choyd involved also. What's the choyd involved? So Rashi says. What does Rashi say? He becomes also to the shifcha. If his master was a kohen, he can't eat shum anymore. So it's choy v'levet shaladim b'rabbi lechedus. V'tani, you know what's the rule? Zach adadim shalay b'fanav ein chom aloy ala b'fanav. I can make a kiddin for somebody else, but only if it's a clear schus for that person. Zach adadim afilu shalay b'fanav. Even if I don't have his das, the kiddin will work. Zach adadim shalay b'fanav. Right? Even if I don't have his das. You know, like when they want to give a bar mitzvah boy a present on Shabbos, and that's what they used to do. I don't know, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So, you don't need his das for that. So, but if it's a choiv, it's taka choiv, then he's going to go free. Rameir holds, it has elements of choiv at least. So then, you cannot say that it works shalom b'fanav. So it can't be that it's shalom medaitoy. Ela pshita medaitoy. So it has to be medaitoy. So if it's pshita that it's medaitoy, vokamashvlon, and the chiddush of the mission is aydei cherim in aydei atzmoi loy. As what's the Mishnah teaching me? We talk, I have his das, but still only a cherim can do it, not himself. Alma, so what do I see from here? Ain kin leve b'loy rabbi. Why can't he do it himself? Why can't he do it himself? Bazbi b'meir holds ain kin leve b'loy rabbi. Like Rashi already told us on the Mishnah, since mashar kodev kona rabbi. Must be he can't get the money. He has no money. He can't be coin the money to give over for himself. So look at Rashi Elamidaitoi. And Rashi wants to explain to you the hemshuk of the Gemara over here. The Gemara said first the Gemara proves that we're talking about Midaitoi, and then the Gemara says, Bahokamash Malon. What's the hemshuk hadvarim over here? So Rashi says, Elamidaitoi, establish it Midaitoi. Him toim bar pshita. So it's Poshit. That it works like if it's medaitoi, then it's partial that it works like the achirim. No, hoitzach lashmir and they ask my loy. Then you can never the rabbi b'shumtza. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah.
Meaning
what Rashi is speaking out is. This is really what Tosfos Yeshanim is also speaking out. If you saw that Tosfos Yeshanim, I told some of you to see it. Look at Tosfos for a second. The Tosfos Yeshanim, the one in parentheses. The Gemara says, "V'kamash shalom adeichem in aydei atzmai loy." That's the Gemara. Now, frek Tosfos, im toyim may kor nami yod the Talmud the dohachi uchidish nemas nisin. Kedama because of adeichem in aydei atzmai loy. This diak adeichem in aydei atzmai loy. The Gemara already made that diak the very first line of the Gemara. That's not new to us now, this diak. The Gemara is mashmavah. Kamashmalon, we're saying something new. We said the same exact thing in the very first line of the Gemara before we went into this whole medaitoi thing. So what's going on over here? What's machudish to the Gemara now? So Tosfos says, Yishloimar, Davisavameh, Kor, we originally thought, Davi chidish masin b'charvayu. There was a double chidish in the Mishnah. Imashuay de acherim, umin diukadah de atzmei loy. The having the Gemara was is there's a double chiddush in the Mishnah. First of all, they atzmai loy, that's clear because the Mashakon Eved Kana Rabbi. But also, before the whole discussion of medaitoi, we thought that maybe the Mishnah is also saying that a chemim works even shalay medaitoi. That's also a chiddush. A chemim works shalay medaitoi. But once we got to proving that Achim can't work Shalom Adaitoi. Because Rav Meir, the Shittosei holds that it's Choybuloi, the Ein Chavalot Mishalom Bifonim. And the Achim part of the Mishnah has to mean, when it says, Kesavai De Achim, it has to mean only Medaitoi. So now the Gemara is speaking out, so Akoka Mukach, the only Chiddush left, is the Diak of Ayde Atzmai Loi. You understand? Meaning the Mishnah says, Kesavai De Achim, that's what it says. So now, I mean, you could have thought, okay, that's a Chiddush in and of itself, Kesavai De Achim. And there's another Chiddush. The other Chiddush is from the Diak, Ayde Atzmai Loi. Both Chiddushim. Kesavai De Achim works, even though it's Shalom Medaitoi, that's a Chiddush. And there's the Diak, Ayde Atzmai doesn't work, which is also a Chiddush of Mashachon Eved Kon Rabbi. Both of those Nekuddas are arguable. So Meir is saying a Chiddush in two Nekuddas. Zok the Gemara, but that can't be, because it has to be Tomah Medaitoi, because for Meir doesn't work out Shalom Medaitoi. So Kokok Mukok, the only Chiddush of the Mishnah was the Diak. Of what? Of Ayde Atzmai Loi. And that's the Mahokam Mashmal. And that's the Rashi and Tosis are really both speaking out.
What? The Kesef and Shtar.
Kesef what?
Kesef and Shtar.
Yeah, before we get to the Shtar part. Yeah, just from the Kesef part of the mission now. Before we get to the Shtar part, just from that part where it says Kesef de Echerim, those words itself. Yeah? So, that didn't bother the Tosis Yashonim. That this Kamash Shalom we knew before also. Why are we acting like it's something new? Terry said, you're right, we knew that before. But the pshat is, we thought before there was a bigger chiddush than that. The Hokam Mashmalan is saying, this is the only chiddush we have. Alright, yeah, makes sense? Poshut, yeah? So that's Rashi, that's been Toim and Rashi, that's what Rashi also means. Vim Toim, Pshito, meaning, what's in Toim Pshito? Now that we just got through saying that it only works Medaitoi, meaning until now you would have said there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is it works Shalom Medaitoi. But now that we just said it only works Medaitoi, so what's the Mishnah telling me? Pshita. All the Mishnah said was Ayde Echerim, Kesav Ayde Echerim. It's partially that it works. You have Das. What's the Mishnah teaching me? You have Das. So it says, no. The whole point of those words in the Mishnah are Dafka to teach me the Diak Shabbai. What's the Diak Shabbai? That our dad's not right, not him. Then can have it, but the rabbi, which the Chacham Margu on, they're going to hold. You could have a Kenyan for an Evit. Yeah, very good. That's Parshat and Shach Vitaria. That's what we're speaking out of here. Okay. So Zok the Gemara Alma. So what do I see from here? Ain Kenyan ever but the rabbi, right? That's the Chiddush of a Meir. Ain Kenyan ever but the rabbi. That's why Kesef can never work Ayde Atzmai, because he can never have the Kesef to give it for himself. If that's true, so now let's look at the second half of Reb Meir's statement. The second half of Reb Meir's statement was that the shtar does work Ayde Atzmai. So let's analyze that now. Shtar de Atzmai. Again, we have the same diak, Ayde Atzmai in Ayde Echerim Loi. If you're going to be medayik, so you make the same diak. Shtar is Ayde Atzmai, but not Ayde Echerim. Now, we just got through saying that the Mishnah is talking about medaytoi. The Mishnah has to be done by Medaitoi, because otherwise the first part of what Rameir said wouldn't make sense. Kesef Ayde Echerim can only be Medaitoi according to Rameir, that's right. Otherwise it shouldn't work, because it's Choybu Loi according to Rameir. So that means we're talking about Medaitoi. If we're talking about Medaitoi, if he Medaitoi frek the Gemara, Ayde Echerim my Loi, why can't Echerim take the shtar for him? Why not? They have his Das. And if you want to say no, don't make that diak in the sefer of Rameir's words. When Rameir said shtar de atzmai, he meant avada works like the echerim. But he wanted to teach us that it even works like the atzmai. And what's the chiddush of saying it even works like the atzmai? What would be the chiddush of that? Hokamashal on the gita v'yod bon ke'echa. That would be the chiddush. We'll get back to that in a minute. But that can't be pshat either. V'halotoni ochi. Where the Brisa doesn't say it like that. The Tanya, b'shtar ayde atzmai, v'lo ayde echerim divrei Rabbi Meir. So you see, it only works ayde atzmai and not echerim. So don't tell me the Mishnah meant that shtar ayde atzmai means even atzmai. We have arrived in the Brisa, it's not true. Shtar ayde atzmai according to Meir means only atzmai. So now we have a major kasha. If we establish from what a Meir said by Kesef that we're talking about Medaitoi, then why does a Meir say Shtar der Cherim does not work. But Midaito, it should work too.
So before the Gemara brings this price of the Gemara, we'll the Gemara was okay with the Havamina that we would make a Diyuk in the Seifa and not a Diyuk in the Reisha.
A Diyuk in the Reisha and not a Diyuk in the Seifa.
The same Lashon, the same syntax. That's the Havamina of the Gemara before.
Yeah, because... Yeah, that's Sparrow. Right. That's right. That's Sparrow. Right. That's right. Yeah, because otherwise, because in the ratio it's mukhav the deal. Yeah, very good. Before the Gemara brought the prices, the Gemara was fine with the Havamina. Then the ratio we're making a deal. Either kezer dechem, but not either atzmai. But in the sefer we won't make the deal. We'll say shtar de atzmai and a cherim also. Cherim and even atzmai. Yeah, the reason is. Because in the Reish it's mukhuf the diak. Why? Because otherwise it's pshita. In the Reish, the Gemara was okay with that because you have to go with whatever is mukhuf. Because of the Acherim, it's pshita once we know it's medaitoi. That's what Rashi and the Tosfos Yerushalmi were speaking out before. The diak must be emes because the diak is the only chiddush. Mashenkin the Sefer, Shtai that's my is also a chiddush. That's good to be the one kekod. So for that, you don't have a chuyav to say that it's a diyuk. You could say, yeah, the achem also. You hear the vart. That's saying very good. Dafka because what we spoke about before. You hear the vart. In the ratio, you have to say the diyuk, because the diyuk is the only chiddush. In the same, you don't have to say it, because it's a chiddush in and of itself. You can say taka. Oh, but we see from the price it's not true, so we can't do it anyway.
That's a question. Midaito.
Yeah.
Does that mean...
Haskama?
Yeah. Sense,
because
otherwise, I have a case of
the Atzmon Shavadash.
Is it possible?
No,
you can't have that. Must be. Said that it can't be a case. If you wanted to say hasn't been died, it's not that it's then you can't be a chabadite. So,
that right.
So therefore, the ratio must be in the died.
Right.
So the same makes no sense because achem should work.
Right.
So it's a case of shum died. So what does that mean?
Well,
it says I the atzmo it's a case of shum died.
No, it just means.
In the case of achem.
Case of achem, yeah. Case of achem, yeah. Case of achem. I mean, when we refer to the Acherim, what's the case of the Acherim that we're referring to? Yeah. Well, you wanted to say maybe Daito just means you could have an Atzma Yishloi De Daito also. If Daito means Askama, that's Bakorche, which Mar is going to say something about Bakorche. Maybe. So maybe that's Pshat. Maybe. One second. No, you know what? You're right. No, that is the pshat. That's what the Gemara is going to save you. That's what the bias is coming to save you. Let's see a bias for a second. So on the kash, let's see a bias for a second. The kasha is once we establish what's medaitoi. Then why should Shtar Adir Cherim not help? That's the problem. So Omar, Abaya, here's the Teretz. Loilam Shalom Medaita, you're right. The only way to understand the Sefer, that Shtar Adir Atzmai helps, but Adir Cherim doesn't help, is with Shalom Medaita. If it's Shalom Medaita, then how could Kesef Adir Cherim help? That's the problem. Teretz says, Shiny Kesef, Hoyle, Vakonile, Balkorche, Machnele Bal Korche. Since he's coining with Kesef Bal Korche, he could be machnele him back to himself with Kesef also Bal Korche Zataka. You're right, the Kesef is Shalom Adaitoi. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's Chavon Lodom Shalom Befonov. And a Chinami. But there's an Elop, but you're allowed to do it Bal Korche. Ayok, if that's true, Shtar Nami. So let a Chedim do the Shtar also Bal Korche. Even Shalom Adaitoi. Yeah, no, maybe it's not true what you said before. Yeah, the Chayra Daitoi means... Daitoi means once he takes it, once he accepts it himself. So that's Daitoi automatically. There's no Shalom Daitoi by Atzma. It doesn't exist. Yeah, in a Konami. Iyaki, so Shtar Nami, So why can't they take the shtar also about korche? Teretz is, we had a very similar shakl v'tarya, same shakl v'tarya, but the gabi a different noise. And of hey, who remembers? And of hey, by kategor nasas aneger. Right, by ketzav, you can use ketzav for gerishin. So it has the same shakl v'tarya. From a shtar kinyan and the shtar that is makna himself, we don't draw parallels because it's a totally different type of shtar. One's kesef of being koinei and one's kesef of being maknim back. True, but tuvim miachadu, it's one tiva, it's one coinage. Memelu, we say that if it works bal korche, it always works bal korche. Mashenkin shtar not. So that's a bias teretz. Rabbi, my rabbi says a different teretz. A different teretz. He says kesef kabbalus rabbi grumaloi. He says, Zogt Rashi, Kesef Kabbalus Rabbi. Kesef Kabbalus Rabbi, Shema Kabbal Rabbi, Kesef. Grumbalo Lishtachar Me'e Love. By the Kesef, who takes the Kesef? The Adon takes the Kesef. And the moment the Adon takes the Kesef, this guy goes out. Ben Echeim Alolu Chovin El Kabbalus Rav. It's not that they are accepting a choy for this eved. The rav is doing it. But rav ain't nasir shluchoy. The rav is not acting as a shliach. The rav is doing it for his own purposes. A makneu meilov. He's makne makne himself automatically. About cheres or shtar, kabbal is a cherem gomaloi. Give me the choy, but loin chavaladim. Ain chavaladim, shaloin daitoi. Meaning the difference between kesef and shtar, rav is not going with a bayah. Rav is not going with the bayi. Rav is not going with the bayi that since kesef works by korche in one direction, works by korche in the other direction. Rav is just saying that a totally different chiluk. That what? That when ein chavin l'adam shalev b'fano, emes, if I'm making a kinyan for you, so we have to see, is that a schus for you? Then I can make a shalom edaito. If it might be a choiv for you, like my mayor holds this as a choiv, I can't make a shalom edaito. So that's when to by shtar with the achemer makabel the shtar, they have no right to do it. But by kesef, the odin's makabel the kesef, he's not doing it for the evid. When achemer makabel shtar, they're acting as a shliach. Zog lom shlom b'fana means it's sort of like, without getting into the deep lomness involved, it's sort of like acting as your shliach without you actually making it into your shliach. So like an automatic shlichus. But when achemer take the shtar, since ain chabel adon shlom b'fana, it can't work. When the other takes the money, he's not doing it out shlichus of the eved. He's doing it; it's his own transaction. He wants to make. He wants this money in exchange for the eved. The fact that the eved is meshuchar is the result of the fact that the other took the money. But it's not that he did it for the eved; he's coined it for the eved. If I'm coining it for the eved, ain't luchavin al shemavana. But I'm coining it for myself, and just the tzitzah from that as the eved goes free. That's not the same thing, Rava says. That doesn't fall into the category of ein chov and adam shalom b'fon. I'm exoich it for myself, not for him. Just it happens. The din is that once I'm exoich this myself, he goes free. But that's not the same thing as it's two steps. It's not that's not called chov and adam shalom b'fon. Chov and adam shalom b'fon. I'm exoich it for you to say, wait a minute, it's a choiv. You have no right to do that without my das. Here I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. So the shikhar happens by korche. It's true, but it's not a chisorn of chabad and shlo b'fon.
The Mishnah speaks in terms of the acherim or the atzmon affecting it. So this is kind of avoiding that. No, really, it's like the between the adon.
Right. This is getting out of the problem of chabad and shlo.
So what is it? According to him, the mission I really talk about, who has the ability to affect this? It's if this happens this way, if it happens to be the acherim that give the money.
Again, then it works. Why does it work?
Even though they're not the ones according to Rava. And the mission, according to Rava, the mission is a little off. It's not really Meduyak, because you would think the mission should be done with the people that our mom is doing affecting this. You
I mean, that we knew before, that was always true, that the Adam is makabel the kesef. The Adam makes the kinyan on the kesef.
I know.
Until now, we said, then you're right, in Echinami, in Abaye, we said, you're right. That's Rabbi's Chiddush. According to Abaye, the Pshat is, that's also called Bar Korche. That's also called Chav and Adam Shlom B'Fonim. By paying the money, you're right, this is Rabbi's Chiddush. And Abaye would have said, paying the money is also called Chav and Adam Shlom B'Fonim. Just since we have this Yisoy that I can do it Bar Korche, I don't care. That was Abaye. It works Bar Korche. Yeah, Rav is saying a different Chiddush, right? Rav is saying we view the chavin or the zochin by who's
in the kabbal. What's the garma here? How do you define who's the goren here?
Yeah.
Are they really? They're not chavin. If he's what Rav is saying, they're not chavin. The Baal says, "Oh, I don't want it."
Yeah.
They're not really like chavin.
Yeah.
But also, why didn't no one go with the basic logic that's the
Adon
doesn't want him anymore. Like, what does it mean that you're chavim shalafonim? The
Adon
can do whatever he wants with him. I don't want it. Are you saying that?
Yeah,
can the Adon do that? Can the Adon be chavim shalafonim? In this case, can he say, I don't want you to go
there? How's he going to do it?
I don't want you to go.
Yeah, but go away is not a shichur.
A get shichur. That's a good
shichur. But a get shichur. That's a star. He's supposed to be kind of the star, though. He's supposed to be kind of the star.
They give somebody money and it doesn't pay me. I'll give you money.
No, that could be that if you put the star into the Eved's hand, you could do that. Bakorche. Yeah, that's what we had before. That's what the Ketosis is going to say. But for somebody else to do it.
The reason why. What does it mean? It means they go to the Adon and say, we'll pay you. And he says, I want it. How could that be problematic at all? It's mine. It belongs to me. I don't want it more. You can't pay? You can't do that?
But for them, it's a chayv.
Yeah, but it belongs to... He's
no,
a,
so if the Adon... So could be. So if the Adon has other ways of getting rid of him, like making him take the shtar, forcing him to take the shtar... Could be, but that's not what. So let him go do that. But just because he has other ways, could be, doesn't mean I necessarily have a right to do that.
It's not like that
for the Eved. If it's a chai for the Eved,
let's say he knows. Let's say that we dance with you.
It's like
he knows. The Eved is standing there, and I walk over to you, the Adon, and I'm going to pay you.
For example,
I want to pay you. So what do we say? Does that work?
Medaitoi.
He knows he's standing there. Does that work? He can know.
But he's screaming not to do it.
He knows anyway. He can't stop anything.
Yeah, but it could be you still have no right to make the etzim kinyan. For example, like by get, he could force her to take the get. Does that mean I could take the get? Shalei b'fonov. She could make a shliach to get a get, but you can't. I'm saying, can he say zochel adam shalei b'fonov on the get? Would say no, because it's a chayv gula. He could force her to take it if he wants. Good, so let him go force her to take it. What's got to do with me? Meaning, chav and ladim shalom b'fonim is a halach and halach hilkas kinyonim. I have no right to make such a kinyon. He could force her anyway. So good. So let him force her. The chayra, that's what I would say.
Taking away the chos is getting the chav too?
Yeah, losing, whatever. You're going to make him lose.
I just don't see this scenario where there's an outcome.
Maybe lechatil, it's better to do it.
The nafkamin is for you to take it.
But this does not happen unless Adon says yes. So now we're going to say, sorry, Adon, it doesn't work unless this guy's actually standing there?
Yeah, but meaning...
Well, maybe...
Let's say the Adon, right. Meaning the idea, right. Just because he could do it, just because he could force him in a different way, doesn't necessarily change the rules of what kinyanim I'm allowed to make. That's the issue, I think. Because you're right, if I could force, like, get's a perfect example. You could force her to take the get. So now, at the time, I could do zochel adam shalom b'fonim on the get, because he could force her anyway. do me a favor. She's three blocks down. I can throw it into her chutzah against her will if I wanted to. But you take it for her. Not so pushy. That's what we're saying over here. Without her das. Right. Without her das. Can hear that there's a difference. Okay, you want to go... You're right. You have a schuss to go throw it into her chutzah against the walls. But that doesn't help me. If it's chav and shalom b'fonav, then I have no right. That's what I would think. It's a good point. Yeah, what are you tying up? It's a separate issue. Okay. Now, the fact that you can force them anyway is... Okay.
Yeah,
it's a choice. Now, we said here, Zevi, come. I was on the phone. I didn't
think he's preparing himself.
It was on the other side, the earpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We said, what's the chiddush of that Ebbe can take a star? What's the chiddush of Ebbe can take a star? The chiddush is that he can't really make kinyonim. And therefore, like Rashi says, we'd have a hadamina that if an oven put a get shikhar into the hand of an eved, the oven didn't give it to anybody. That's not called it was makabal to get from him. The oven put the star from his right hand to his left hand. That's all he did. That's what he would think. Comes along a fantastic chiddush gitoy v'yodoy van kechol. Simultaneously, to get shikhar. And his koyach to be coined the get shechur, which he shouldn't really have until he has the get shechur, all happen together. So how does this phenomenon work? So the ketzois, he wants the ketzois inside. Ketzois basically says like this. He starts off with a case. He said, "What would be Zevi? What would be? I want to buy. Is that your house for sale, Zevi? Yeah. You want to sell your house to me?" I'm using the word house loosely right now. Yeah, you want to sell your house to me. So, say, okay, how are we going to make the kinyan? You're going to write a shtar mecher. We're going to coin it with shtar. Coin it with shtar. How are you going to give me the shtar? How are you going to get, I have to be coining the shtar from you. How are you going to give me the shtar? You put the shtar in the house. And you want me to be coining the shtar with kinyan chotzer. Use the house, use the chotzer to be coining the shtar. Which means the shtar by which you're coming to own the house, you're only going to be kinder through owning the house. So Dr. Ketzois, it should work. Put the shtar in the house. And it should work. Why? Because shtaroi v'chatzeroi bon ke'echot. Gitiv yod bon ke'echot. By an isha, the Gemara in Gittin says, gito v'chatzeroi bon ke'echot. Mamish, that is exact case by get. He throws the get into her chutzah, even though really the chutzah really, and as long as she's married, is shaykh to the baal. Gita b'chatzah, rabban kechah, she can koina the get with the chutzah. So I want to be koina the shtar with the house that I'm buying with the shtar. It should work according to this. So zog the ketzois, ba'achar e'i nira pshita, that would never work. By a sale of karka, that would never work. Why? What's the difference? What's the nafkamina? So he says a very famous yisoid. He says like this. That which we say get v'chatzera or get v'yad bon kechod, he says that's different. The get isha u de eved loy boy zchiyah she yizke derech zchiyah. They don't a get isha or get shichur for them kenaini. They don't need to be calling a derech zchiyah derech kinyon. Even the Yishuv Eved Bal Korcho, then Zchiyah Bal Korcho. You see that a get works Bal Korcho. Kinyonim don't work Bal Korcho. So how does it work Bal Korcho over here? Alavade the Gabi Yishlo Boy Rak Benoson Biyado, Bechein Beved, the Lekator Zchiyah Bak Nam Bal Korcho. He says Al Korcho Mukroch. He says from the fact that you see that it works Bal Korcho. Is a raya that it's not a normal mahalik of kinyonim going on here. What is it? The Torah says, v'nosan biyodah. Over here what you need is a nesina. Not a kinyin, a nesina. And he says, that's why it works even by Surah HaNoah. even though you can't normally be koyin sereno, by get isha it works. Because I did a mice in the scene, I put the get into her hand, and even though it's a sereno, you don't need normal kanonim. So when I want to be makna to the karka, there's no bond ge'echel over there, because if I can't get the star until I have the house, and I don't have the house until I have the star, it doesn't work. But when the Torah wants is in the Sina, on the Sina Horaya, it works even about Korcho, is that it's not a normal kinyan, but a mice in the Sina, give it over. So you gave it over. It could be chal anyway. That's the beginning of the Ketzoyis. Now, had the Ketzoyis stopped there, yeah, it's a famous Ketzoyis, mice in the Sina, but not be Yoda. Had the Ketzoyis, but you can't stop, yeah, had the Ketzoyis stopped there, it would sound like, you don't need kinyonim at all. You don't need kinyonim by get and by isha. Gidi b'yom kachad means you need a mice in the scene and place it into their rishos. Aye, but it can't be. It doesn't matter. The mice in the scene is enough. In kinyonim it can't be. But did you do in the scene into their yad? Yeah, I did the scene into their yad. So, but the Ketzoyis can't mean just that. It's just a mice in the scene and nothing else. Because then he continues and he says like this. What? Yeah, so then look at this. And then he says, the key is going to be in a get ish of ever turn is schia b'shtar. El of a nos of your daughter b'chatzera. Since you don't need a Torah's kinyin, but rather just in the scene into her yad or into her chatzera. Mishamaki, therefore, any situation where she'll get her yad through receiving the get, that's enough. The heavy venosin biyado, even the chotzer v'ayad boyin im nesina zaget keechol. Since the chotzer or the yad come together with the nesina of the get, that's enough. Ava b'matana, but when I want to be makna the house to you, if I'm selling it, or I'm just giving it a matana. You need that the makabel is coined at the shtar matana derech schia with derech kinyonim because man shlo bar chatzur the adoy. As much as he doesn't have the chatzur yet, lo yizokim a mishtar matana. He can't be zoich in the shtar yet. That's what the Ketzoyis says. So if you read the Ketzoyis, what he's saying is, over here you need a mice in the sina, and since all you need is a mice in the sina, the fact that the bon keechad is enough. But when you need kinyonim, then bon kevet is not enough. So frek v'bachonin, what's the chilik? What's the Ketzoyis talking about over here? What's the chilik? Meaning, bon kevet means that through this maisa that I'm doing, you will receive the rights to
the focus is that he to get that to get not on the take or the person is getting something. The focus is more the person giving.
Well,
I'll get rid of my son. I'll get rid of my wife.
Yeah, right.
But the other one is to focus on the guy getting something. I'm getting a house. I'm getting to drive one for this house. Do I want to take this house?
Because it works by korcho. Yeah, but what's the bond?
That's another way of saying it.
Yeah, but what's the... Yeah, but
Kenyan, I got to acquire Kenyan. Yeah, it's not like someone's acquiring Kenyan. Someone's giving almost the... It's from the other side. The
yeah, but how does... Okay.
It affects it.
Well, why?
Because I want to free my slave.
Yeah.
I want to free my slave. It's certainly, there's like no way I could do it because every time I want to do it, I'm really just giving
okay,
it to myself.
Right.
So we create a legal fiction because the focus on me, I want to do that. So
yeah, but what does he want?
So they can come together. But in the other, I don't want this house. I want to stop being so, from tomorrow. Yeah, I'm entitled to decide.
Just because you have no other way out of it, so we say.
It's just that I have no other way out
what
of
does
it.
He want with the mice in the scene?
Because it's the person giving. It's a mice because it's the person giving that is doing something here, that is affecting something here, that the focus is on. I want to achieve a situation where I don't have a slave. It's a mice in the tina, I have to give. So in that situation, I've done it. I've done what I want to do. Well, you're going to say, I can't do that. I've done what I want to do. I can't do that because he belongs to me, but I don't want him to belong to me.
Okay.
In the other instance, it's not a mice in the tina. I mean, the focus is not on the noite. Who's on the guy getting it? The fact you want to give me a house is very nice. Do I want to accept that thing? Do I want to? There's a focus from a whole other side. It's using lots of nice as a tina. This is not that mindset. This is like.
Let's hear what the Mimosha says. Maybe that's close to what you say. I'm not sure. Maybe. So, yeah, he says here it's sagi, there it's not sagi. When you have a maisa nesina, meaning bon kecha means through this maisa you will get a certain result, but you need that result to also be mekayim the maisa. That's it, they both happen at the same time, so he says by maisa nesina, that's good enough. You still need the bon kecha. When the studies first started, I thought he was saying, you have something called the maisa nesina, and therefore we don't care about kinyanim at all. But that's not what he's saying, because you still need the bon kecha. It's enough to push through the bon kecha. So this is what they bring from the Imre Moshe. The Lashon Imre Moshe is like this. He brings in the notes over here from Imre Moshe. He says like this. The b'shtar kinyanim minan da'yidei masha koina zoicha mikoina b'shtar. B'shtar kinyan. By being koyin in the shtar first, nikna davar l'alekech, I get the thing. The kinyan hashtar who are korchoch rega koyin. The kinyan hashtar has to be a moment before you koyin the thing. Conceptually, if I'm buying the house, if I'm koyin the house with the shtar, but I want to be koyin the shtar through a kinyan chotzer in the house, conceptually speaking, to buy this house with the shtar, I need that shtar kicks in before the house kicks in. I need that one of them came first.
Why can't you say something?
What? Because by definition, the bites only come to me because of the shtar.
What is this something?
Oh, so one second. So I need the one came first, yeah? Because I have to be maskil, which I have to start on one side. I have to start with the kinyas hashtar. And I can't start with the Knesset Shtar because I don't have it yet. About Beget, ain't come on this Imre Moshe. About Kabet, ain't to explain the Ksois. About Beget, ain't come on as a Torah, Shemus Koreshne, Shikoin as a Get. Ubazen if Kos Mirshusa. But Get is not the Pshat. First she has to be Koin at the Get, and then she goes out. The Ikarian is Sinel Sirk Yoda. The Ikarian is what the Torah says, but Nosin be Yoda. And he puts it into Yoda. The Ma'is in the Sina gives you a place to start. That seems what he's saying. The Ma'is in the Sina, you have to start from somewhere. So by a Shtar Matana, you have to start with the Shtar. If I'm stuck in this circular thing and I can't get the Shtar, then I don't know where to begin. But when the Torah is stepping out to begin, the Torah is saying is the process here is the Ma'is in the Sina. Which means that already begin. Once you have the Ma'is in the Sina, you have a starting point for the Gevish to kick in. It has to result in Kenyan, and for that you have to rely on Bon Ke'echad. Yeah, over here you could say Bon Ke'echad. Because the Bon Ke'echad is only happening after you already began the process. The problem, when Bon Ke'echad cannot work, what the Ketzos is saying is when there's nowhere to find the starting point. But the Mice in the Seed is what gives you that starting point.
That's only by
Ketz the Bal Korcha. The Torah says, I could put it in. And the Mela, that began already the Gevishim process. So now already, they're both Chal at the same time, it's true. They're both Chal at the same time, but there was something which started it, which was free of the circular pattern, which is the Mais and the Sina. And the Mela, that can make it Chal. Which is similar to what you're saying, Tovah. You were just giving it the a Tom Ladover, like why would but it's a similar.
Well, it's the same. In other words,
the way it's working.
Upon, it starts at a point where it's not dependent upon the
Shem. Yeah.
The God. And if you want to say that it.
Yeah, but you still need
no
to come onto the Chiddush. You still need to have the Chiddush of a Nosin Biyadot. The Mice in the Sina.
That is Bain Kekra.
Yeah. But the Mice in the Sina begins before that. That's right.
Because it's totally. Yeah, if you want to say it begins with the fact that I own this statement, I want to get rid of it. So
right.
It starts by me extraneous to the other person, the Eved or the woman. Yeah. So I have it, and it would be a situation without that legal fiction, it could never be achieved.
Yeah, okay.
And it's dependent. No, but no, not that alone. Not that alone. And I can do it on my, and I theoretically should be allowed to do it on my own because it's Baal Kofa and it's something that I want to achieve. So it starts separately. And there's no and there's nowhere to go if there's no legal things to follow. So that's what you call the Maaseh Metziah. But yeah. The other one doesn't have that at all.
No, but we didn't have the pasuk. We didn't have the pasuk of Maaseh Metziah. Did you have a right to say that?
It didn't have the, that it would be our Baal Kofa.
Yeah, born cat.
That's the whole point. That's how they created. It cannot be without that.
Very true.
The other case can.
No, I know, but
the other case can. So don't stick it in the house. Go
no,
give it
the,
to
the
him. I can't. There's no other situation. Okay. I can't ever give it to him.
There are sheet that don't hold the one cat. We have to let it on the Gemara.
So how does it get? So can't be done.
Hold of it.
So can't be done. Can't let the person go.
No, so that will.
Slave go.
No, you can, but you can't do shtar the atzma. Shtar the atzma will never work. Okay, but there
okay.
are such sheetas.
Say in the sheet that you that does work, obviously. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Hear the word. That's a famous Yisraelistic choice.
If you say it doesn't work, right? Yeah, it works with a theorem. But then you're saying that that's.